Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. This is a brainstorm about the beheading of flatworms. Just going to lead with that and tell you right away where this is going.
Oh, no.
I know. The good news is flatworms are among the types of worms. I'm not sure if it's all worms can grow their heads back or if there's categories where it's curtains if you lose your head. Flatworms, good news, flatworm fans, their heads grow back. Joseph Stromberg of Smithsonian Magazine has brought us new and exciting information about how the memory works with flatworms. And it's something that scientists have kind of hypothesized about since the 1950s. Scientists from Tufts University, Tal Shomrat and Michael Levin, have new experiments that show that beheaded flatworms can actually retain trained behaviors after their brains have regenerated. So worm loses its head, it regrows after about a couple weeks, and they show evidence that they know stuff they used to know that they shouldn't. And this is something that's been around since the 50s. Scientists were doing experiments and like, you guys, memory RNA. And then the scientific community looks at it and said, we feel like there's some bias. We don't think memory RNA is a real thing. And so it was shelved for clearly like 60 years.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
So there's only one brain. It's not like there's multiple little brains like down some sort of nervous system. And so the head is gone. And then like, how do they eat? And then how do
presumably they're sort of hibernating and healing.
My scientific
research is extremely shallow and includes only the parts I'm interested in. So right now, when I'm going to tell you about how the experimentation works,
what do they do? That's what I want to know. It's like,
there's
how do you test?
Petri dishes with food.
Okay.
There's some worms that live in a completely flat-bottomed petri dish and they have food, and some that live in a rough-surfaced petri dish. And so they train the flatworms. This flat surface for the ones is where the food is. The rough surface is where the food lives for the other worms. And so they kind of know, if I go to this rough surface, there's probably going to be food there.
Ah.
And then the flat ones know. So then they create an environment where it's kind of hostile because they don't like light. And so they illuminate one section and they put the food in the illuminated area. So it's aversive to the flatworm to go there, but they also know there's food. So they trained them. Rough surface means food. So even if there was a light, which they didn't like, they would go there. Then they chopped their heads off.
Oh,
2 weeks though, everybody. It's just 2 weeks and they're back. And so then they put them in that same circumstance again. And the ones that associated rough surface would go right back to that illuminated area again without the period of training them. First, rough surface means food. And then they bypass that whole learning process.
That's stunning.
Yeah.
So what is their hypothesis? What do they think is happening?
Well, magic. Probably the internet. No. They actually do have some hypotheses that, like what you were saying, that maybe the nervous system has some part of that memory process. They're very hazy. Even this article was very Amy-like in it. Way of phrasing. So this is a very new, they clearly can say it's probably not memory RNA. That's probably not a thing. But 1950 scientists definitely observed a real thing, even if their experiments weren't that great and had some bias. Because they hypothesized in the original experiments, they were grinding up other worms and feeding them to the new flatworms and then saying, look, see, they have this memory that the old guys had. And then the community said no.
I saw that in a Fringe episode.
Yeah, totally.
Oh,
yes.
So good.
Oh, Fringe.
I know. Huh. So any science sufficiently advanced will look like magic. So these worms clearly have
It doesn't take very long for it to appear at magic for me. Yeah. But I love that. I think it's completely fascinating.
Wow. I hope nobody cuts off my head to find out if I can remember anything, because it's not going to happen.
Agreed.
All right.
There's nothing left.
So if you want to hear more, we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Amy and I will catch you next time with more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.
For sure.